She puts her underwear where you would put the coffee grounds and then fires up the coffee maker and scalding hot water goes through and cleans her panties that she's stuck in there. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking. An influencer is getting a lot of attention because of how she cleans her underwear.
Yeah.
In so, hotel rooms.
She does travel hacks, and people are absolutely outraged over her idea on what to do if you don't have clean underwear.
Yes.
But you're in a hotel room that has a coffee maker.
All you have to do, put your underwear where you would put the coffee grounds. You close it. You press brew, and it puts scorching hot water through it. You guys, then the hair dryer in the bathroom. You blow dry those bad boys, and you got yourself a cleaner pair of underwear to wear.
Shut up.
yes, you
so
heard correctly.
Wrong.
She puts her underwear where you would put the coffee grounds and then fires up the coffee maker, and scalding hot water goes through and cleans her panties that she's stuck in there.
And then she dries them in the bathroom. Mm. So you're right next to the sink. Why not just use the sink?
There is warm water available in the sink.
And warm water.
And there's soap. You could use shampoo. You could do something else. And you could actually use the hair dryer or hang them to dry. But
or pack extra.
Yeah. Come prepared.
Yes.
But a lot of people are saying, I'm never using the coffee maker in a hotel room ever again.
I mean, she at least should leave a note for housekeeping saying, by the way, I cleaned my panties in your coffee maker.
Throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. We don't have windows that open in a hotel room.
You notify them?
If you never want to be allowed in that hotel again, I say you'd notify them.
Or at least they'll have to put up like a little sign by the coffee maker, for coffee use only. Please find some other place to wash your underwear. Oh, my God.
Now, there is a rumor going around, and I found nothing to back this up. Because people that were originally horrified by the woman putting her underwear in the coffee maker saying, did you hear that there's people that found out that they stayed in the same room and they're suing? And then the hotel is going to sue her because they have to replace all the coffee makers? So far, that is completely... There is no facts to back that up.
But it's an awesome rumor.
It is an awesome rumor. I think it's what we would all hope.
I can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
They should sue her.
Yeah.
But they're saying like, oh, I figured it out. That's the hotel room I was in. Guess what? They all look exactly the same. They all look like that.
Okay. So I guess our takeaway from this story is don't. Just don't.
Why not just shower in your underwear if that's your goal? You're already in there.
Yeah.
Blow dry yourself.
Be a never nude and just get in there with your underwear on.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The big talk in Wilson County over the last few days is going to be an ICE detention center in Lebanon. Are they going to build one? They said yes. They said no. They said yes. They said no. Now, apparently, the final decision is no for now. I guess Marsha Blackburn and puppy killer Christy Noem said, no, we're not going to do it this time. So some other city will be lucky enough to have the ICE detention center, but not us.
Until Sad tomorrow.
Until they change their mind
when
again.
They change when they announce it. Will Heather missing out. So here's something that's really cool. Imagine eating a really nice dinner blindfolded. So the Tennessee School for the Blind is doing this really cool thing. It's a fundraiser in which you can go and you have a nice dinner at the School for the Blind at Donelson, and you wear a blindfold the whole time.
Really?
So you get to experience what it's like in their world for just a little bit of time. And the really cool thing is the money that they raise for this this dinner, they call it Lights Out, is used to give blind students the ability to ski down a mountain.
That's awesome.
They have like special program that they can go to in which they can experience something they probably never imagined they could. Which is like they have found a way to safely have them experience snow skiing.
That's amazing. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you want to go to the dinner, there's a limited number of reservations available. It's at tsbtigers.org.
Cool.
Adam, what you got?
So I've never heard of this until today, actually. But apparently this is the 12th annual extension. Well, they've extended it, but it's until March 8th. If you lost trees thanks to our recent ice storm.
Right.
You can go on to tectn.org and get trees locally picked up. They're 1 to 2 feet, but you can get them for like $3-6.
Really?
And yeah. It's available to everyone. Just pick your location. And yeah, you can get some new trees.
Nice.
I'm doing it right now.
I had no idea they offered that. That's
I did
cool.
one this morning. So yeah, I'm really excited about my new tree.
Wow. TECTN.org.
Got very it. Cool.
I'm ordering your tree right now.
Go get you a tree. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Thanks for being with us. Yesterday, we touched on this a little bit. A guy posted on Threads. He said, here is the correct order for a shower. This is the order you have to do it in when you get in the shower in the morning. Shampoo and rinse, wash face, apply conditioner, wash body, rinse conditioner, and then concludes with, this is the only way. This is the way. Getting all Mandalorian right. on us.
We all have our opinions.
Yes.
How we do it.
Yeah.
And reasons why they work.
It started a big old internet argument.
Had several people message us and say, you're supposed to wash your face last because your pores open up and then you'll be washing out all the dirt that are in your pores towards the end of your shower. And that's the most effective way.
See, I disagree with that.
Okay.
I own a hair salon, so I know skincare, and I used to work for a skincare company. I always wash my face first.
That's okay. What I do.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes more sense. I don't want all that stuff getting in my pores while I'm, you know, doing my hair or anything else.
So what is your order? What do you start with? And
so I don't have a lot of hair, as you guys can see.
Right.
But I always shampoo first and then wash face and then wash body.
Okay.
Do you go into conditioner? Well, obviously, you probably don't care about conditioner.
I don't need a lot of conditioner.
That was such an insensitive question.
I stopped myself. I realized, okay, I guess you don't need conditioner.
And I was just sitting there going, like, with popcorn, watching you make this embarrassing observation. Yeah.
I'll just sit back and watch Woody hang himself with his mouth. We have our weekly salute to unpopular opinions. I started it off on a really gross note yesterday saying that if I'm being honest, if you refer to somebody and introduce them as your lover, that's icky. Because the only thing I think of is you guys doing it. And I don't want to think about that. We're in an Applebee's. Don't bring that up.
It sort of does reduce that person of like,
that's all you're good for.
This is what they're for.
Yes, this is my lover.
Who wants to be labeled that?
I am my lover.
I'd leave.
My lover and I sometimes entertain others.
It's a mental image we don't need.
No.
Like, you don't need to say that.
So don't ever do that.
Yeah.
Just don't. All right. Any other honest opinions?
So if I'm being honest, I think listening to an audiobook is reading.
Oh,
so those
no.
that say you only have to look at a physical copy of a book or an e-reader for it to count as reading are wrong.
I think it's cheating.
You're still getting the story just through your ears instead of your eyes.
If you look at it, though, so people either like they listen or they need to see it. I need to see it. I can't listen to an audiobook to save my life. I retain nothing.
I can do both.
I can't do both.
I guess.
I find myself, especially if I'm reading.
I respect it.
If I'm reading in bed and kind of starting to get sleepy, and then it's all you realize that, okay, I've just gone through 3 pages. I have no idea what the words were I was looking at. So maybe an audiobook helps you with the comprehension.
I can also do 2 things at the same time.
True.
So I can do like those repetitive, like I'm mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
I'm listening to like one of the great stories.
Yes.
Or Wuthering Heights.
Your favorite. Wuthering Heights.
That's right. One of the great love stories. Or Wuthering Heights. Just text us your info and say I want to play Gender Wars coming up at about 8:20. And we have a prize this morning that I looked at this and went, wow, they're letting us give that away?
This is probably the best prize we've ever given away on Totally Hits 93.3.
Yeah, it's in the top, near the top.
Now, why are we being coy about it?
Because we're not allowed to say what it is until 8 o'clock. The concert does not announce until 8 o'clock this morning.
This is like a bucket list concert.
Right.
For so many people
yeah.
of any age.
I would love it.
But we can't tell you who it is yet. This man, woman, or group that'll be coming in concert.
If you are a fan of federally protected majestic birds,
okay,
you might be interested in this concert.
It's a kind of a rock country band from the West Coast.
Kind of a sound that takes it easy.
Yeah.
The Southern California sound.
And they may have stayed in a hotel there.
Where? In California?
In hotel? California, yeah. Yeah. Mm. And let's just say it's a mammal. it rhymes with beagles. Okay, well, we can't say more, obviously.
But if you're interested.
Yeah, in seeing the beagles. in concert at a mystery location. It's coming up very soon that we can't clarify until 8 o'clock this morning.
But if you want in on it,
yes,
we will be accepting contestants mm-hmm. to win them at 615-553-0933.
Yes.
You definitely want this.
Yeah,
yes.
You do. Ooh, what was that?
Oh, it's the Woody and Jim Show. It's time once again to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. For the guys, we have Naresh in Nashville. For the ladies, we have Wendy. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
All right, our Get Acquainted question is one where I think people have strong opinions on this. Let's start with Wendy. Do you prefer your keyboard to be clackety or to have a quiet click?
I prefer a quiet click, but my one at work is definitely a clackety one.
Okay, everyone else at work has clackety.
It seems like work is the cheaper ones, which yeah. are always clackety.
Yeah.
I like the quiet ones.
Naresh, what about you? Do you like your keyboards loud or quiet?
I love loud. So I learned to type on a typewriter, so that tactile touch kind of confirms that I'm doing the right thing.
Gives you a little feedback.
Yeah.
yeah.
I get it.
It feels like you're really doing something.
My wife loves
exactly.
that. She likes the clackety, too. Yeah, she's like, feels like she's doing something.
No, give me quiet.
All right. We start with the multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. Here we go. Wendy, is James Gunn, is he a famous movie director, an F1 racer, or a sports announcer?
Movie director.
That's right. Good job.
Nice. All right, Naresh, on the Food Network, is Ted Allen the host of Supermarket Steakout, Chopped, or Ace of Cakes?
Oh.
Ted Allen.
I'm gonna say Chopped.
Chopped is right.
All right.
Nice job. Okay.
The game is tied.
Wendy, there's an NBA player named Bronny James. Who is his famous father?
LeBron James.
Ooh. All right, that was kind of easy.
Very good.
Okay. It was.
All right, Naresh, what kind of liquor will you need if you're making your girlfriend some Cosmopolitans?
Oh, vodka.
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 Ooh, look at you guys go.
Perfect game going.
Okay, Wendy, Yoshi and Bowser are characters from what video game?
Super Mario?
Super Mario.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
All right, Naresh, if you get this one, you send it into overtime, and it's a perfect 3-3 game.
Susanna Hoffs is the lead singer of what all-girl pop band?
Oh, gosh.
You have a screw if you need it.
Screw.
Ah.
Okay.
All right, Wendy, he hopes you don't know this.
Susanna Hoffs.
The Bengals.
There you go.
And Wendy,
she was ready.
No, and Naresh got screwed by the screw.
She got all her questions and some of his. Wow. That
nice
was
job,
impressive.
Wendy.
Yeah, nice.
You've got tickets to go see the Eagles when they come to Nashville.
Woohoo! Yay!
They're coming to, it's at First Bank Stadium over
right,
at Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, tickets aren't on sale yet. They go on sale next week.
Was it May 9th?
Just won them.
Yeah.
I think it is May 9th. Perfect time of year to go see a concert in Nashville.
No kidding.
So congratulations. We'll be giving those away throughout the rest of the week. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Wet Nose Wednesday, as always, brought to you by Scent Hound Dog Grooming, 3 locations in Middle Tennessee. Check out scenthound.com. Taylor's here from the Nashville Humane Association.
Tell us about this caramel-colored, gorgeous guy.
This is Pluto. He is a year and a half, and he is the goofiest, bestest boy in the world. He is so smart. He knows sit, shake, down, stay. He knows his name, so he has really good recall.
Very cool.
He did amazing in the car, and he is so, so social.
Like, he loves everybody.
Oh my gosh, he's so friendly. It's been a lot of fun getting him out of the shelter and just kind of seeing his little personality. And every time he sees somebody new, his tail just goes insane. It's so cute.
It's Pluto's day out.
Yeah, I can almost see like the little heart emojis just like popping out of him as he meets a new person. So if you want to meet Pluto, check him out first on the Woody and Jim Facebook page or TikTok, Woody and Jim Show. You can drop by Nashville Humane and you can have a play date. You can take him outside.
Yeah. Take for a little test drive right behind the shelter.
You can also foster him. He is available for foster. He's been in the shelter for a minute. So we're trying to just get him out so that he can just have a break. So if you're not, 100% set on adopting, you can foster him. And then I guarantee you, you will foster fail because he is the best. His adoption fee is also sponsored by Stanley Steamer. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Hooray, Stanley Steamer.
So he's good to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to adopt a new best friend, you can do that. Go to NashvilleHumane.org or you can drop by Nashville Humane on Osceola Avenue just off of Charlotte on the west side.
He is adorable, and he's just a big goof. He's a lot of fun to play with. Check him out, of course, and Adopt Don't Shop at Nashville Humane. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 and 95.1 in Murfreesboro, brought to you by Scent Hound Dog Grooming, Teeth Brushing, all that kind of stuff. ScentHound.com.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Some rock and roll memorabilia going on the auction block today through the 13th of March. You can bid on Eddie Van Halen's classic Kramer guitar with the red and white and black stripes on it.
Oh, yeah.
I guess the starting bid is $700,000. And who knows how far it's going to go. So if you'd like something like that in your house and you got a little money to spend, go ahead. You can go to GottaHaveRockAndRoll.com and put down your bid.
So in the Nancy Guthrie abduction case, Savannah Guthrie put out a video yesterday saying that they still believe in a miracle and they believe that she can come home. But they said, we also know that she may be lost and she may already be gone.
Mm.
But either way, they have offered now a $1 million reward for helping them find their mom. And I guess people are saying, well, why didn't you offer $1 million at the beginning? They were told by the FBI, don't offer that kind of money at first because you'll get all kinds of things. We won't be able to weed through all the people that come just for the money that
all
have
the crazy
actually
tips
nothing to do
get.
With
yeah.
The actual case.
Yeah. So, see how it works out.
Hopefully they get some closure. Adam, what do you got for us?
So if you are a fan of the theater, TPAG has 6 new shows coming this year. I'm not going to list all of them, but the notable ones are The Great Gatsby and Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So look for those coming this year.
That's kind of cool.
I'm really excited about that one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I can commit 6 hours of my life to that.
I think they're also bringing Phantom, which Phantom of the Opera people. I know people that are obsessed with that show. So yeah,
I would like to see that.
Yeah, we need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
It's feeling good, like I should.
All right, this should cheer you up. Of course, everybody's following the story of the poor little monkey named Punch. Punch monkey in a Japanese zoo. I guess he was kind of, ostracized by all the other monkeys, abandoned by his mother.
Yeah.
He was being bullied by all the other monkeys. The only friend he had was a little stuffed monkey from IKEA.
Yeah.
You drag around everywhere. And people were going, oh my God, it's so sad.
It was horrible. I saw the videos of what the bully monkeys were doing.
And he would be all by himself and cuddle with his stuffed monkey.
And he defends his stuffed monkey from the other monkeys.
Yes.
It's so cute.
Well, now there is good news. Apparently, according to the zoo, and there's video to back it up, Apparently, Punch is starting to make friends amongst the other monkeys.
Yay!
Some of them have accepted it. There's been hugs. And also, you know, when the monkeys all line up and they pick bugs off of each other, which is the ultimate showing of love.
Right.
Amongst monkeys.
And humans.
His most recent protector is Goshen, who is a former circus monkey. And he's the one that's been looking after him in the park.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So yeah. He's got a big monkey to take care of him.
He's like, I've been through bad stuff.
Yeah. He was also ostracized, apparently.
Yeah.
So they're looking out for each other.
So there you go.
Oh, how cool.
They have bonded. So good news for Punch the monkey. He's going to be okay.
If you haven't seen Punch the monkey, he's the cutest thing in the whole world, especially
it really is, yeah.
when he's holding his beloved plushie. You can see the video and pictures of Punch. Go to the Woody and Jim or the Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page or go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
What are we doing today, you guys?
Helping somebody who's starting out a podcast and giving them a hand. And then I think I'm going to do some hockey practice.
Ah, nice.
That's really cool.
At Fordyce.
Cool. What's the podcast about?
His own views.
Okay.
So I don't know a whole lot about the podcast, but I'm just going to help him do whatever he wants to do.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
And then you'll snicker at him as you leave. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I have a funeral to go to today, so I'll be doing that. A good friend of the show and one of our listeners for a long time, and a good friend of mine, Chris Brandon, who died sadly of cancer over the weekend. He's having a viewing today, so I'll be stopping by to give my condolences and, you know, give some
respects.
Hugs.
Yeah.
It's never fun. I'm sorry.
So after that, what are you doing? What cheerful, wonderful thing are you doing?
In addition to making myself and my husband dinner, I'm also planning a doggy party for my dogs because it's one of my dogs' second birthday today.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, they're getting chicken dinner. Winner, winner.
All right.
I love doggy birthday parties.
Your dogs are probably eating better than I am later.
Probably better than me.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits 93.3.